Beginning our daf, Masech the Sanhedrin of Tezbov, beginning of Beis, beginning of Tezmat, beginning of Gemara, Eimo Lektalu Huda Asa. That is that they have this halacha that a person needed in Be'esim, the Shariz that kills a person needed in Be'esim Shalaisha. Learn from a Shariz talk about Gamba of Yumas. We're comparing it to Kemisa Bam Kemichz Asher. So Abai says, maybe it's going on that the Bailam of the Shariz is Chayv Misa. So Tezmat says, Tame, it's a wonder. Because from Abai's words, it sounds like that if we explain the Pasig, that it's coming to Mechayv the Bailam Misa, that you wouldn't be able to darshan that, oh, this other drasha that Rav was trying to say, that when it kills a person, that the shayis need to be esen b'shleisha, like we learn that from the Misa Zabal. So it's a wonder, because the mashba sounds like, de'ilik tala asa, oh, also that, if it's takshra, like Abai is coming to say that the onus chayv Misa, oh, the sulay darshin, now we're not going to darshan anymore, k'misa b'am k'mech z'sha, that's like what he's asking, that we're not going to darshan that it needs 23 judges. So it's a wonder, because ha gabi reveya, Darish La'el, the Gemara expounded previously with the Iskish from the fact that they're compared, and even though there it does literally mean to say that there is Misa. So why the fact that there's Misa, wouldn't we say the Drasha? Says because it says one time the word Misa, Satavayu, it says going on both in the Chzalik, it says in the Pasuk about Akhtas Yishavas Behema, that's why you're comparing them. But you can't say that because Agabe Sheikhab Darshinan in the Iskish and Avagab Dachsim Misa Bechal Chad Ba Ben Amshe. There it says Misa each one independently. Vishkit and Shchavta Bebehema Moisumas Vagoymer. So it says independently. So back to the question, what's the problem that like Talahu Da'asa? How does that refute his interpretation of Kimisa Ba Mekim Mechazashar? Sometimes we can say the Hassam over there, Behema Ksim Basre. By those two drashas, it says Behema last. Like truly, Behema Ish, to compare the animal to the man. Here it says the ox first, then the owner. Like Shuya Bayam Lashar coming to compare the Bayam to the Shar, but Lo Shar Labalam, and not the Shar to the Bayam. Ilam Mishum de Meyata, unless that because it's superfluous, the Yitzchak Lagufa, that you don't need it for in itself. So that's exactly what Rav was responding to Abai, that if you're comparing the Adam to the Shur for Misa, so then Yumas would be extra, and Behechach, that you're not comparing the Adam to the Shur for Misa, so it's come to teach you that the Allah of Shur is by 23, the way you judge a person with Chiv Misa. But that's a difference because of which one you're comparing to what, that there, the Torah is saying the Behemoth at the end. So you could say that's coming to compare to the din of the Ish that was before that. But here, the Shur is first, and afterwards it only says the Ish. So that's why Abai thinks that it's more logical to say, we're comparing it to the person that comes after that, to say that he is going to be Chayiv Misa. Then it says, but I'm going to say, for Kati Yitzuch Yumas, but you need Yumas, Lemisa B'dei Shemaim, to say that the owner is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemaim, Kedushin Be'elu Nayas, and Subhidav Lan Zaman Beis, Fisham Etzinu B'masa B'dei Shemaim, since we find those who should be killed by the hand of heaven, Nais Nemam, but they can give money, Miskabalev, and they get a Tomash, and the Pasuk, V'im Koyfa Yushas Allah, which is this Allah of the animal killing, that's what you must come to teach us. How are you saying, here in the Gemara, that you must, is coming to teach you this halacha, but you needed to teach you Misa B'dei Shemaim. Yisham says, you can say, no, deal Misa B'dei Shemaim L'chod, if that's always coming to teach us, how about the name of Yomus? Well, Yumas, Mashma Bebasin, sounds like in court. That's why we're explaining one of the two interpretations. Either, like Bai says, for getting killed, or to tell you this drasha of comparing it to the Misa Shar, that's the 23 judges. I mean, make but what says Taisa, but when we do say that it's for this drasha of like Rabbah, but we also at the same time expound Misa B'dei Shemaim, because the pasuk does not leave it simple understanding, the mashma that sounds like the Bailam Misa, the Baila is Chayv Misa. Over Yeshama, another way, additionally, you could say, this is what it's saying, the Emelik Tali Namahu the Asa, that you're right, maybe Baal is just coming to say that, maybe it's also coming to say that the Bailam Chayv Misa. But Loilam Ute Drasha, the Kemisa Bayam Kach Misa Shar Kaasi, and it wasn't coming to exclude that drasha of Rava. The Kedeshina Leinami Mid the Iskish. You're right. We also make that drasha as we make that Hekish. Abai was just saying that maybe it's also teaching that that the Bailam should be Chayiv in Misa for what it Shar did. Next Tais Masal Tais begins the words Digmara Shaisina Bekama. So how many judges was required to judge the ox that went too close to Sinai? Which Tais explains, Ish Sinai, a man by Sinai, look at me by that the Gemara did not have a question. It's obviously in the Gemara later on, the Darish, the Gemara expounds, in Behema, in Ish, where We're comparing Ma'ish B'chav Gimel, just like a man was 23. Mashma, it sounds like the Ish Pshitale. That was obvious to the Gemara. Even though it didn't even say the pasuk yet at that time, the Bishaptu Eid Basilu Eda, by Middle Lamahe, which that's the source we will learn out 20 plus 3, which are 23 judges. Kamakam, however, still says, given the talk in Yisra Sanhedrin, since Yisra had already instituted Sanhedrin, Stama de Milsa, we can presume that Sanhedrin Katan and Nami, Ledin Nefarsh is talking that he already instituted that, and therefore we know 23 by people. The question was regarding the Shah. What's the Gemara asking Mishar Sinai? The Mai Nafkamina, what's the difference? Mai the Hava Hava, whatever was already. Why do we care what was in history? What begotten the Moshe Rabbeinu served with the Shibbos Mei Hamelum? Who cares? So it says maybe the Gemara is asking Lemiz Bekroy to explain the Psukim. And it's relevant to know how to translate what the pasuk is saying. Kedash compare coming to Yumadav Heyam and Aleph, Kabakit Salabishan, like how did they go ahead and get dressed? Just to understand how to be able to tie to the Psukim. Next says, Matha begins Zigmacha, Migramina Shomidois or Loi. Do we learn out that the halacha of Shur Sinai, which was a temporary thing, from future generations of how the Shurus are killed or not? Rashi says, "Tamei, it's a wonder because ha'afila daris midaris. What even generation from generation le'afinon le'el? The Gemara does not learn that one from the other. The Mibayil and Kra, we need a special pasuk for Veya, Benirva, Beshur, Haniskel. So how could you learn that Shur from daris? Hashem says, because there's the Hacha Islam le'mel of Tvei. Now here we should learn that more. Mishum the Chol Din is Kilo because all the halachas of stoning. Yafinon, come on, the Gemara learns that later on. Mesinai, as the Gemara learns Perig Nigma Din on the Memheim and Alf. Minayin Shabetchihu, how do you know it's by pushing? Tamal le'miyara, Minayin Shabeskilo, Tamal le'misakol. So therefore." Or, since we learned everything out from there, it's mistaken that also we can learn out there from over here. Shah from those. Next says, Master, beginning with the words of the Gemara, the Habardlis, which this is one of the wild animals that we say has to be killed with 23 judges. Now, Perishak Kondrash explains, it's Putyish. But says Taysa, well, Masbekin doesn't sound like that's what it is, because the Isa in the Askokach, that creature is not so brazen. But Kan Mashma here, it sounds like Shu Az, B'yoysa, it's a very brazen animal, but Dark Lamas is other than it's enormous to kill a person. And we say if we save from all these types of animals, it's the persons because the Bible is Messiah. It sounds like it's a very wild animal, and it includes the Abarat list there also. Parakam the Bamukama and the first paragraph of Bamukama that says from a base. Now we learn the Mishnah Adim that these are mu'ud to be mazik. And so obviously that it's not just the type of creature the Rashi says, which is not such a brazen animal. So Efsha possibly says, Teisa shu min nachash, a type of a snake. The Gemara over there in Baba Kamen, the Zayin and Manaf explains, the Bardless hand apa, but tzavu is now apa. Now, but tzavu is now afa, so the gihat tzavu mitargaminan, misha afoya and shmuel aleph. So you see that's referring to like the sarif, which is like a type of a snake. Mio, however, yeshadain bardless acher, but Tosfos says there must be another bardless.
The perakam de bechayis, first perakachayis of chesem and aleph, chashiv apol ein shana bardless gimel shana. So they're considering them for a different amount of years, and afo is what we were saying was bardless before, and now we're saying it's two different things. Now, Avakav the Choshev LaHasam Adizei Ba'adi, even though it mentions it over there with the wolf and the lion, Akochach Lav Haina Hahu Dehacho the Baba Kama. It's obviously not the same thing. Because the Mefarash Hasam, because it explains over there, Haina Apa Du Apa, which in Bukhairis is saying that those are two different things. Now, since Tezvi Tokhan is possible, Hu the Bukhairis, you're right, who put your Shapesha Kunchi Bakan? That might be the animal that Rashi is describing over here. Chenhi the Perikam the Besachim the Testament Aleph. It sounds like that actually, like Rashi, it is a small animal, like that of a weasel. So that makes sense because we're saying that there's two types of bardless. Next, it says, must begin with the words of the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, says, Ava b'yishalehimisa. That these wild creatures, that even though it didn't kill anyone, they're still kolokoyim lahargan zacha, which Tais explains, Adir Abelaz, the masnit and koi. It's going on. On Rav Shita in the Mishnah of Kolakoyim Lahar Zacha, because he holds that, and the Girsa is Ein, because Ein Lam Tarbis, that they don't have any way of being domesticated, and they're vaveilam bailam, they don't have any owners, and therefore you could kill it. So it says, but it's a wonder because the perikam the babukama on daf tezvam abeis. Tam alut in the mishra b'losal. I mean, he says b'smanchim b'nei tarbis when they're domesticated in them adam they're not mood. But I thought that's not possible to domesticate them. So for emir ben tam, he says the hasam garis rebbe lazer. There it's not rebbe liazer, rebbe lazer shemeskiri acher meir hasam b'gemara, because we find that actually he's mentioned after meir than the gemara. But hachol b'hir rebbe lazer shu koydin rebbe kiva, which is actually before rebbe kiva. And therefore, they're two different individuals. Now, me or whatever, I cut the kash. It's still difficult because the Hasam Dan did the Mishnah teach that a nachash mud la'olam, that a snake is considered always a mood. Leave the kulam according to everyone. Says it's only that all these animals you know kalakam lahar gezacha is ever killed someone. Avlohim misalay, but if it didn't kill anyone now, the yeshlam tarvis because they could be domesticated. Yeshlam ba'am never they have one, and that's afala nachash even in the case of the snake. So it's not a libidu kulama. So it's b'yam shemesh l'chalik. Maybe you could differentiate the in the din lahargan regarding this that you're not allowed to kill them. Kol hakoidim kama halcha. So what we're saying over here, whoever comes first, the yesh lim tarbis, because they could be domesticated. Afal nachash, even a snake. So regarding that, you can't just kill them if they didn't kill. But not regarding what the Gemara is talking about over there regarding nezik shalom. But that you don't say that like oh as if it's a tam. No, they're mu'ud la'olam. And you always have to pay nezik shalom, even if "quote unquote" is domesticated. Void omer ben tam. Additional ben tam says tarbis to hasam. When the gemara there is talking about domesticating them, who shigalim a beisai, is that you bring it up in your house, and on that we're saying that that's not sufficient, and then you have to pay nezik shalom. But tarbis to hachay, here we're talking about domestication that it could be effective. We're talking about where it's tied with chains. Like the lion in its cage. The in lahargum, then you don't kill them. Like shemisa, only when they killed it. I want to kill the nachash, and even by a snake, that type of domestication would help. Next day is Master Bingham's Gemara. My Zacha, what does it mean that whoever's called Lahar Zacha is Zacha L'Aron, means you can keep the skin. Now, but Meruba and the Gemara, by becoming the Payam Abeis, Gabechatul, by the case of the cat, Kulamaydu, there everyone agrees the Zacha L'Aron, that when you're allowed to kill it, there's no problem with Gezel, then it means that you could keep the skin. Next, this master begins with the words of Gemara. Tanya gives the Rish Lakish. But Bryce says, like Rish Lakish, that you're allowed to kill these animals only if they kill the person. So it sounds like that's how we paskin. So why don't we count this? Bresha Chayil Tzningmar Yivomis Avlam Yivomim and Aleph Badi Tlas regarding the three halachas halachic Rish Lakish. If it seems like this, we also rule like him. Because over here, Alibad Rebbe Lazar Pligi, the Machlekes was a coin Rebbe Lazar. It wasn't their own independent Machlekes, that we don't count it over there on the three halachas that we pass in Kish Lakish. Next to Smata begins the Gemara, Masarat Kuf. So we have this Machlekes regarding what's the measurement of Iran the Dachas, what's considered as a city. So it's either from 10 to 100, or from 100 till the majority of the Shevet. So Tais explains, Ha, this, the Dilamar, that according to one opinion, Chashav Ir Bakuf, that a city is with 100 people, Lamar, Basar, and other holds this with 10. Near it seems the Pligi Bakro, the Amos, the disagreement with the Pasuk and Amos, the Chsiv, that says in the Pasuk, Ira Yoitzis, that Eleph, that comes at 1,000, Tashir Meir, remains 100. But Yoitzis Meir, which comes at 100, Tashir Asar, remains 10. So that's the Machlikis regarding which of the primary is it on the, that we see a city, is that of 1,000, or is that of 100? And or is it that which or that which is 10? Because each one is saying it remains 100 or remains 10.